Hey guys, welcome back to the show where we talk about your psychology, how to manage your emotions so you can make the decisions you want to make. This week we're going to talk about being an incel. What I would do if I was if I happened to be an incel. Which maybe there was a time in my life. Well, it depends how you define incel, right? I mean, I'm an incel right now at this exact moment. I've been an incel for the past 4 days, but you know, I watched that movie a couple months ago, That Feeling When No Girlfriend, and I really related what some of these guys are going through because I went through similar experiences, especially in my early 20s. So if I could possibly go back and put my 40-year-old brain into my 21-year-old body, this is what I would do. Right? If I was going through a difficult time, maybe not the success with women that I would like. And it really comes down to two main things I would do. The first thing is FaceTime. I'll just say it as FaceTime. A lot of guys who have a difficult time with women, or they've gone maybe 6 months and they haven't been on a date, they're in this mindset of, I need to get something from women. I need to, you know, go out on a date. It has to be a date. I can't make friends because then I would be some beta simp. And they're thinking like a guy who's already successful with women. Now, I mean, that's a fantasy. You're not successful, which is fine. You know, there's ways to work through that. But at least start with FaceTime. I wouldn't judge how successful you are throughout the week or throughout the month by how many phone numbers you got or how many times you got laid. I would judge it by how much time did you spend face to face with at least one other woman talking, whether she's your friend, whether she you're not attracted to her, whether she weighs 500 pounds. It doesn't matter. Now, I'm not saying I want you to end up with a girl who you don't find attractive, but if you are an incel, if let's just say you've gone 6 months and you haven't been on a date, then I would just start with FaceTime. You had 355 minutes of FaceTime this past week. Well, that's better than the previous week, which is like 200 some minutes, right? I would judge it that way, right? Do these girls like you? I don't know. It doesn't matter. There's been more FaceTime. I would say the girl, you know, dating, I've used this metaphor before. It's like getting your sea legs. Nobody can explain to you how to do it. You just need to be there. You need to be there. You need to experience, right? So when you're on a boat for the first time, if you haven't been on a boat or first time in a long time, your inner ear needs to adjust to the gradual rocking of the boat. And you know what's going on, but you can't make yourself do it consciously. It's an unconscious process. So I would say my stipulation for this rule, or what I would do if I was incel, is I would keep the woman to dating age, breeding age, let's say, you know, 18 to 45. So if she's a grandma, well, preferably she's older than 18. Yeah. But if she's a grandma, right, then I don't think that would count, because I think there's like an unconscious hormonal adjustment, I think, needs to go on that is present when a woman is of breeding age. I know when you talk about women of breeding age, that sounds autistic. But just think of it in that way. If a woman is of breeding age, then okay, it doesn't matter. It's good. So I would just do whatever I could to spend as much time as I could around women. You know, I would go on Tinder. I would go on any dating app. I would even, if I had money, I would go on those sugar daddy dating apps. And I would be really honest in the bio. Just say something to the effect of, I'm here to meet women and to learn. Not learn about you, that sounds a little bit weird, but just to meet women and to learn, something like that, you know, just something artless. Something without any pretension whatsoever. And just be really honest about where you are, and I just want to meet more women. You know, it's an area of my life that I have not been so successful in, and you know, I don't just want to learn more about it. Without any agenda, just nothing else other than simply FaceTime. I mean, who knows? This is like one of those feel-good stories that a local news station would pick up. So local incel guy just wants to meet and learn from women, and he changes his Tinder, has the most wholesome dating profile you will ever see. And then the local news picks it up, and you'll have to, I mean, come on. No way you couldn't have success with women after that. So that's the first thing I would do. Just judge my life in terms of FaceTime. And honestly, I would just stick with that until other things start. I wouldn't even plan on doing anything else. I wouldn't say, okay, I'll do that for a month, but then I got to start getting laid. No, I, given what I know now, I'm not saying if I was 21, I would have done this, but given what I know now, this is what I would do. Okay, and the second thing is, probably no surprise if you've listened to any 37 seconds of any one of my videos, is connect with your parents. I would make whatever effort. So go to work, go to the gym if you want. I think if we're talking about you being an incel, it's probably not that important. If you want to go to the gym, fine. So go to work, go to the gym if you want, and then spend the rest of your free time in FaceTime with women. And then when there's gaps, you know, when there's gaps in the time there, then I would spend that time connecting with my parents. Now, obviously, you can take 15 minutes to yourself if there's 15 minutes of gap, but I would be really conscious of consistently talking, trying to connect with my parents, and you know, face-to-face if you can. And if you're living in your mom's basement, you can't say, well, I see my mom every day. That's a, no, quality connection time. And this would consist of two things. The first thing is ask your parents, whether it's your mom or your dad. I would say start with one, then work to the other. Just ask them facts. Simply, like you're probably doing with the woman who you're spending FaceTime with, just ask them facts. Get to know them. Get your dad to share facts about himself, even if it's what he did that day on a very specific, just, you know, or what he did that week, or how he spent it. Simply facts. That's it. And then once you start to feel a little bit comfortable talking about facts, which I get it. I mean, even that, right? You're trying to not be an incel. You're trying to be successful with women. You can't even ask your dad facts about his life. I get how that alone can be, you know, can be stressful enough. But don't expect yourself to do well with women if you can't do that. That's all. This is just having healthy expectations. I don't want to say lower expectations, because in effect you're raising your expectations for yourself long term. But short term, let's just start where we are, right? It's not about expectations. That's really what it's about. Let's simply start where you are. And once you get comfortable asking your dad, for example, facts about his life, then I would begin to ask, perhaps, you don't have to do this, but if you really want to advance in going from inceldom to, you know, girlfrienddom, whatever you want to call the next step, I would ask your dad how he feels about the facts that he talks about. So, what did you do today, Dad? He'll talk about it, and then maybe you can pick at one thing he did and ask him how he felt about that. That's it. But what if your parents are dead? If your parents are dead, then I would pick a family member, any family member, as long as that family member, because, you know, in that feeling when no girlfriend, these incel guys, they would kind of tend to congregate. So if your brother is in your incel circle, let's call it, then that doesn't count. So it needs to be a family member, and they need to be outside your incel circle. That's what I would, I mean, again, that's what I would do if I was an incel, given what I know now. You're probably not going to do that if you happen to be an incel. By the way, that incel, that's been taken as a derogatory term. Why is that derogatory? You know, the funny thing about incel, you know, once you get into Jung and get into psychoanalysis and all this fun stuff, is that there's no such thing as involuntary. It's, you want to be celibate. That's, you say you don't. You say you want to get a girlfriend and get this thing we call sex. But you find yourself alone and complaining on 4chan. So what do you really want there? That's a way of thinking about this. The other way of thinking about this is we're all incels, right? Like, I was just kind of joking in the beginning of this, but I've been an incel for 4 days, so we all relate. I don't think this would be a cultural phenomenon if we couldn't relate with that, right? Like the hikikomori thing, the phenomenon in Japan where people are just staying indoors. That's not just a phenomenon in Japan, and that's not just, oh no, we have our own version of that. It's, I've been hikikomori. I was hikikomori this past Saturday for about 8 hours, right? I didn't want to leave. I didn't want to do anything. Nobody talked to me, right? So we all get these emotional states. I mean, of course, incelism and hikikomoriism, these are exaggerated versions, but they're, you know, as Jung says, what's going on culturally is what's going on inside our psyche. When the Iron Curtain came down between the East and the West, an Iron Curtain came down in our psyche. It's what's going on outside is what's going on inside. So when we learn of something like hikikomori or people who are incels, we don't say, oh, look how pathetic, look how lame they are. We're talking about it because we're talking about ourselves, because there's no way we can't talk about ourselves. So you relate, you go, oh yeah, I totally see where these guys are coming from. Now, perhaps, even at my worst, it wasn't that bad. I'm not going to be dishonest and say, oh, I was in exactly where those guys were in that feeling when no girlfriend movie, or I'm not going to pretend that I'm hikikomori because I'm not. But that doesn't matter. Like, I relate. I get it. I see the emotion that you feel, and I feel that emotion. Now, I have my different experience based on that emotion, but I have that emotion. And relation, that's what we can help you with here. Right? I mean, if these things seem like nice ideas, but you're not going to stick to them, that's okay. That's why we have therapy. If you think you may need some help, we do free consultations, animusempire.com/schedule. Ask me a question. Animus@animusempire.com. There's a contact form on the website. Thank you guys. Remember that. And remember that simply because you may not be an incel doesn't mean that you don't experience that emotional issue.